How's it feel to be a Texan, Nick?
It feels great. I mean, couldn't be happier about it.
Were you surprised to come here?
I was open to obviously any team in this process. You don't really know what's going to happen. And, I saw that Houston Texan area code, and I just was very excited, very excited.
Do you know they have an opening at center since their center signed with Tennessee?
Yeah, I knew of that trade, and, obviously I'm going to work very hard when I get down there.
Did you grow up as a Colts fan, Nick?
I did. I grew up in Indianapolis.
Are you looking forward to playing with your college teammate here?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. That was one of the first things I thought of. You know, we watched the draft last night as a family, and very happy. You know, I texted Will when he got picked, and, he couldn't be a more explosive and better player, but just a better guy and teammate off the field.
What type of contact did you have with the Texans in the draft process, and what are your thoughts on the organization?
Yeah, we met at the Senior Bowl and talked, and I got to meet Coach O'Brien, and just been in contact with them throughout, and great staff, very excited to work with them, and very excited for them allowing me to have this opportunity.
You know, Houston and Dallas hate each other.
I know. It's about 3.5 hours from my brother, so now we're good teammates all our life, and now we're we're enemies now.
What kind of relationship do you and Zach have, and how influential has he been on your career?
We're best friends. Went to high school together, became very close, and then we lived together in college, and best friends at the same time. He's the person I look up to, and he's the first person I go to when I have advice. And he looked at me and said, pretty much going to be neighbors down in Texas. It was a pretty cool feeling.
Did he give you any advice about being in the league, being a professional?
Yeah, absolutely. First thing he said, it's a job, and you have to perform, and you have to go to work every day and put in the extra hours because, like you said, there's people trying to take people's jobs, and that's what it comes down to. You got to perform on Sunday because it's not not paying for school or anything anymore. It's a job, and they'll fire you if you're not performing.
Are you looking forward to joining an offense that has a new quarterback and a new running back with the tools that are already here?
I couldn't be more excited. Obviously, just thank the McNair family for giving me this opportunity. Coach O'Brien. I want to do everything I can to help this team out.
How did the knee injury change your game?
It really hasn't. I started and played all 26 games after that injury. 10 at guard in the left center, and had success doing it.
Nick, could you talk about your strengths and then what you think you need to work on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing is versatility, being able to play both guards and center, and then even right tackle if I need be, and also just finishing, I think, is one of the biggest things, and just how Coach Easton instilled that in me, and even going back to high school coach Lorenzano was my high school coach, just instilled that finishing every play no matter what and staying after it. Even if you're in bad position, you can finish a play if you just work out or work harder than the guy.
Have you played right tackle, or do you just know you could?
My first 2 years bounced around. I played right tackle my first 2 years of college before moving to center in my sophomore spring.
Who was your favorite Colts player?
Jeff Saturday.
Did you watch Jeff, and do you pattern your game after him?
I would say, honestly, I would pattern more my game off my brother. That's who I grew up watching. Even in high school, he kind of already had success when I was going into high school, and that's who I learned from a lot. And obviously, I watched him in Notre Dame, and I started with him in last year, but I took 2 years to really watch him, his habits on and off the field, and how he became the player he is, and watched him in the NFL, too.